Good Wednesday morning and happy August. I'm Jake Sherman and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing sponsored by the PepsiCo Foundation.
And I'm Anna Palmer. It's 2010 all over again. In 2010, Republicans were running to take over the House on promises that were hard to keep. They were saying they would repeal Obamacare with Barack Obama in the White House. They were promising to cut spending by billions of dollars, threatening to not raise the nation's borrowing limit. The party was ascendant, but becoming deeply split along stark ideological grounds. Republicans tormented Obama with a steady stream of investigations and subpoenas. They launched Washington into endless crises over 6 years.
Fast forward to 2018, Democrats are running to take over the House with candidates promising to abolish ICE and insure all Americans through a Medicare for All program. The party is becoming increasingly split with self-avowed socialists ascendant. The base is hungry for impeachment, something Democratic leadership has tried to tamp down. This will have real impact. As of today, almost every Republican worth their weight in salt believes Democrats will win the House. Governing will be super messy for the party given these ideas. What will happen? It seems almost certain that if Democrats take the House, they'll be under tremendous pressure to torment Donald Trump and grind his agenda to a halt.
A heads up on the trade front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump advisors are urging the president to raise additional China tariffs up to 25% in an effort to bring Chinese negotiators to the table. While Politico and Morning Consult are up with a new poll, our colleague Megan Casella reports that found a majority of voters support President Trump's plan to provide $12 billion in farm aid. The strongest support was among Republican voters. 8 in 10 said they support the plan.
Here's the latest on the Manafort trial, day two from our colleague Darren Samuelson. It's kicking off at 9:30 a.m., a start time the judge let the jurors pick, noting Northern Virginia's notorious traffic problems. The first witness for the government will be Democratic consultant Daniel Rabin, who also worked with Manafort in Ukraine. Samuelson emailed us that Judge T.S. Ellis made at least three references to baked Alaska, a dish he appears to like and, quote, frequently invokes when he tells the jurors their free lunch won't be that fancy. Also, some of Mueller's witnesses have asked the court if they could have their lawyers with them when they take the stand. Judge Ellis said it was not something he typically allows, but he'd consider special requests at the appropriate time. Otherwise, he said, they could sit in the courtroom.
The Washington Post has a look at how Trump's feud with the Koch network has exposed a rift between populist forces and establishment Republicans. But here's some real talk. The Koch network is getting a lot of ink for standing up to Trump and saying it won't dole out big campaign checks in certain races this cycle. But it's not like they're about to start supporting a bunch of Democrats and really put any effort into changing the political makeup of Congress. Annie Carney reports that everyone talked to Bob Woodward for his upcoming book on the Trump White House, despite the White House never officially granting him access, and that has officials bracing for the worst. And Trump is going back on the campaign trail. Alex Eisenstadt and Elena Schneider report that he will travel to Ohio Saturday to help bolster Troy Balderson, amid increasing Republican fears that they could lose the special election there.
House Speaker Paul Ryan has discovered he has Jewish roots. The Wisconsin Republican discovered his family history while filming a segment for the upcoming season of the PBS series, Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates Jr. John Bresnahan and Heather Cagle have a look at the 2018 election and how it could usher in the first black speaker.
CNN has a report up that Brett Kavanaugh hinted in private meetings with senators that he believes the appointment of a special counsel by DOJ is appropriate. And on the investigations front, CNN is reporting that Robert Mueller has referred foreign agent inquiries related to several high-profile American lobbyists who failed to register their work to New York prosecutors. In the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Top retailers and e-commerce companies like Amazon, National Retail Federation, and QVC are launching the Package Coalition. The group has an initial funding of $1 million and is focused on earned and paid media inside the Beltway and in key states. It's focused on supporting and pushing policy that preserves the U.S. Postal Service and comes as Trump has launched a task force to review USPS's business model.
Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president is meeting with HUD Secretary Ben Carson in the morning. Later, he'll meet with inner city pastors and will host a meeting with Republican senators in the Oval Office. Friendly reminder, this is our first week of Playbook on the Road. Tweet us or send us a photo of you or your friends reading Playbook on vacation to @PlaybookPlus on Twitter or use the hashtag PlaybookLoyal or email them to Daniel Lipman at daniel@politico.com for the chance to be featured in Playbook on Friday. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.